श्री अद्वैत नगराना श्री गौरा कवि जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गौर गोबर श्याम कंगरा रघुवीर गिरि गौर दादी जय श्री वृंदावन नाम जय नगर नाम जय गौरी मन सरस्वती पक्ष जय अनंत गौरी वाई सर्व जय समस्त भक्त वृंद की जय गौ प्रेम नंद ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 नमो विष्णुराय कृष्णप्रसाद गुरुदेव श्रीमति भक्तिवृंद स्वामी नामने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेव गौरवाणी प्रचोदने नृवाणी प्रसादने Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shri Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Bhava Kanapaka Kishantra Sri Sivan Brahmana Vacha
Brahmana Vacha
Vayam
Vayam
Jano
Jano
Vama
Vama
Vanda Krishavyam
Krishavyam
Siro Dharam Sam
Siro Dharam Sam
Se
Amse
Muni Davi
Sita Sita
Yasham
Yasavira
Savira
Jeti
Jeti
Apadesha
Apadesha
Aste
Aste
Yasmin
Yasmin
Bhavan
Bhavan
Ruda
Ruda
Vijabhimano
Vijabhimano
Rajamsi
Rajamsi
Sindushu
Sindushu
Sindhi
Brahmana
Vacha
Ayam Janavanama Chala Pratibhyam
Ayam Janavanama Chala Pratibhyam
Yapadiva Padiva Kasya Heto
Yapadiva Padiva Kasya Heto
Kasyapi Chandra Hari Upa Changa
Kasyapi Chandra Hari Upa Changa
Janura Majora Siro Dhamsa
Janura Majora
Amsevi Dhabi Shvikata Yasyam
Amsevi Dhabi Shvikata Yasyam
Savir Raja Japadesha Aste
Savir Raja Japadesha Aste
Yasmin Bhavan Ruda Ad Nijabhimano
Yasmin Bhavan Ruda Ad Nijabhimano
Raja Asmi Sindush Hiti Durmadandha
Yeah.
Material transformations do not move or gross material objects like stones. In any case, the material body is made of earth and stone in the form of feet, ankles, calves, knees, thighs, torso, throat, and head. Upon the shoulders of the wooden palanquin, the palanquin is the so-called king of Salvira. The body of the king is simply another transformation of earth, but within the body, your lordship is situated, also thinking that you are the king of the state of Salvira. Report after analyzing the material bodies of the phallon carrier and the phallon passenger, Jagvara concludes that the real living force is the living entity. The living entity is the offshoot or offspring of Lord Vishnu, therefore within this material world. Among moving and non-moving beings, the real principle is Lord Vishnu. Due to his presence, everything is working in their actions and reactions. One who understands Lord Vishnu as the original cause of everything is understood to be perfectly situated in knowledge. Although he has falsely proud of being a king, King Rahuvana was not really situated in knowledge. Therefore, he was rebuking the Palakan fairies, including the self-realized Brahmana Jagvarat. This is the first accusation Jagvarat made against the king, who was daring to talk to a learned Brahmin from the flimsy ground of ignorance, identifying everything with matter. King Rahuvana argued that the living entity is within the body, and when the body is within the living entity, within must therefore be suffering. It is clearly explained in the following verses, the living entity does not suffer due to the bodily fatigue. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti gives an example of a child heavily decorated with ornaments. Although the child's body is very delicate, it does not feel fatigue, nor do the parents think his arms should be taken away. The living entity has nothing to do with bodily pains and pleasures. These are simply mental concoctions. An intelligent man will find the original cause of everything. Material combinations and permutations may be a matter of fact in worldly dealings, but actually the living force and soul have nothing to do with them. Those who are materially upset take care of the body and manufacture the Rudraya. However, it is not a fact that the soul or the super soul becomes poor simply because the body is poor. These are the statements of ignorant people. The soul and super soul are always a apart from bodily pleasure and pain. Translation: self-realized Brahman Jabbara said, among the various material combinations and permutations, there are various forms of earthly transformation. For some reason, these move on the surface of the earth and are called atomical carriers. Those material transformations do not move or gross material objects like stone. In any case, the material body is made of earth and stone in the form of feet, ankle, calves, knees, thighs, torso, throat, and head. Among the on the shoulders of the wooden palanquin, which is a palanquin, is called the Sovira. The body of the king is simply another transformation of earth, but within the body, your lordship is situated. Falsely think that you are the king of the state of Sovira. So, this is the reply of Jadbara to the king's inquiry. Even though the king's inquiry was justified, here Jadbara takes the position of a chastiser, and he criticizes the ignorance of King Rahugana, who has identified himself with the material body. This, of course, is understandable on one level, because in the practical world, everyday living, we think in terms of the body. We think in terms of walking and moving and going quickly or slowly, and we consider the weather or the heat or the rain or whatever. So these are material considerations, but very practical as long as we are situated in a material body. So in that sense, nothing wrong with what the king was thinking of. The palanquin is moving slowly or crookedly and unevenly, and the palanquin bearers are not doing their job properly, particularly Jadbara. So yes, that's true in the practical level of the material world. But, of course, all of this dealing in the material world is ultimately false, in the sense that it's got nothing to do with the soul in its pure sense. Definitely is related to the soul, because the soul is in the body, and the soul has an interest in the material body also. So because of that attachment to the body, therefore, that relationship with the body is very important for the soul. Nevertheless, the soul cannot really be affected by anything in the material world. In other words, it cannot be damaged or aged or burned, etc. We cannot say it's without qualities, but at the same time, it is not really affected by material qualities. Unfortunately, the position of the jiva is to identify with those material qualities and therefore experience suffering. So it may be too hot, too cold, etc. And we identify with the body and these qualities in the body which give pleasure or pain, and therefore we fall under illusion. And then we suffer or we rejoice or whatever. So the soul ultimately, I say, is beyond this, because these are all due to false identity. We cannot deny the experience of the jiva. It's the jiva experiencing definitely all of this. But it is not significant experience, because it's related to the body, not to the jiva himself. So the body should not relate with the material world at all. It should give up interest in the material body and the pains and pleasures of the material world, since the material body is completely unlike the atma and causes bondage. So to separate the jiva from this condition, we have these processes of jnana and yoga and bhakti. And the perfection for many will be simply to separate the jiva from the body. And this is the goal of jnana and yoga. When that happens completely, then one is liberated from the material world, one is liberated from bondage and rebirth and karma, etc. And so therefore one can be peaceful. So that is one goal for the jiva, to get rid of this material identification completely. And in this way, the jiva experiences some sort of bliss. So that is more or less the tactic which Jabbara is explaining here in chastising the king to make him separate himself from the material body and its identification. This, of course, is not a complete realization. So simply not being the body is an element of jnana, but it is not complete. The second half of that is, I'm not the material body, but I'm the servant of Krishna. So that is a more complete realization. If we identify ourselves as a servant of Krishna, automatically we give up the material illusion of being the material body. So it is included within devotion or bhakti, the concept of liberation, etc. So that is the complete realization. That, of course, was recommended by Jadbharat at the end of the chapter. However, to inspire a person to begin that process of bhakti, sometimes it is necessary to make a person understand the difference, significant difference between the jiva and the material body. So that is why he makes a statement here. Since all of this is material transformations. The palanquin carriers are bodies. Of course, there's a jiva within the body, but you're identifying with the palanquin carriers' bodies, which is made out of earth and other material elements. And there is a palanquin, which is also made of material elements that they're carrying. And then there's the king, Rahukana, sitting in the palanquin, and his body is also made out of material elements. So all of this is simply matter, and matter cannot experience anything in itself. But there is souls within the palanquin carriers and within the king. So, due to identification with the body, then the palanquin carriers will think this is a heavy palanquin, or the king is chastising us. And the king, on the other hand, will think the palanquin carriers are not carrying properly. They're going too slow, or they're doing uneven carrying, etc. And he chastises them. This is a natural reaction. So all of this is due to the identification of the jiva with the material body. And it is true, they are identifying with the body, and they're at the moment they're in a particular body. But to be carried away by these conditions of suffering or even joy or whatever in the material world is illusory, because it has nothing to do ultimately with the soul. It's only due to attachment to the body that it has significance. If we detach ourselves from the material body, then all of this pleasure and joy in the material world is not significant at all. It is useless. It is simply matter interacting with matter. That's all. So it has nothing to do with the Atma. So therefore, in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about this Siddha Pragya. Siddha Pragya withdraws his senses from matter, which means he derives no pleasure from the senses contacting the sense objects in the material world. Just as a turtle can withdraw its limbs within its shell. So, the Siddha Pragya simply pays no attention to the operations of the senses of the material world. And then he develops peace and joy. How? Because the nature of the Atma itself is to have peace and joy. So he gets his complete satisfaction internally from the Atma itself, not from its relationship with the material body. But in the conditioned state, the jiva identifies with the material body and depends upon that material body and the senses to get happiness in the material world. So that is the illusion of the jiva, to be stuck with the material body and gain experience of happiness. consequently distress. When actually the jiva has its own happiness apart from interacting with the material world. So that part is completely true. So the king asked the question, you're saying that actually the person is not fatigued at all in the material world, so or the atma is not fatigued. So that is true in the sense that fatigue belongs to the material world and embodies in the material world. The atma is beyond tiredness or waking or sleeping or old age or injury or sickness or death, etc. It's unchanged by those conditions. So yes, in that sense, the jiva cannot be fatigued. Nevertheless, we cannot deny the experience of pain in the jiva, of fatigue or injury or old age or whatever. Definitely, experience is real for the jiva, but based on the fact that he identifies with the material body. So it is, let's say, true and untrue. It is untrue in the sense it's got nothing to do with the jiva ultimately. It is true because of the jiva's strong identification with the body. Therefore, he has to suffer in the material world. So anyway, the tactic of Jadvara is to chastise the king, tell him he's ignorant because of his identity with the material body. And through this process, to make him realize that it's foolish to identify with the body and be carried away with this identification. It will simply lead to lamentation and suffering. So therefore, you should get out of that condition. And ultimately, the condition is one, jnana or yoga, and then finally, bhakti. Physical meaning what? Well, we can say spiritualized body. It's still material elements, so therefore ultimately it gives up that body and goes to the spiritual world instead. So it's not that its body suddenly becomes a spiritual body, eternal body. In some case, rare cases, that is so with Dhruva or Narada, their bodies transformed and those same bodies became spiritual bodies, but that's not the normal condition. Normally, one gives up the body and gets a completely different body in the spiritual world, which is a spiritual body.
How do we conclude like that? Instead of scattering the panic, just avoid the eyes to be transferred. It's not even scattering the panic that is disturbing the thing. But being a servant, the king is representative of God. I'm also passing a disturbance to the king by walking with this. This may be asked.
Yeah, good. You could do that. But according to this story, you prefer to respect the ants. Therefore, he criticized the king for identifying himself as the king, who should be comfortably situated in the palace.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
There
is a seminar by
the
seminar starts at 10 o'clock. So devotees are requested to be present in the hall by 10.